talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going to go to a patient gentleman who has been on the line. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling in, and congratulations, you win a T-shirt, courtesy of Gina Beauclair and Eastside Dave. Mark of the SAC, stay on the line after, give your address to Luke, and what's on your mind today?
And I have to pass it on as well, because that I've got one from Pizza Box Mike there a couple weeks ago, and they're awesome T-shirts, so that may the next person enjoy it. Yeah, that you mentioned some of the political history that I think U.S. Grant personally was probably himself pretty honest, but his cabinet and the people around him were pretty corrupt, because he died pretty broke and ended his life writing down his memoirs so his family could have something to rely on from the income from that.
Right.
You have to wonder what goes on in these Republicans' minds, because I just heard on the news that they're proposing legislation now that would actually tell employers they can't require the employees to follow safety protocols with the mask mandate. That I wonder if it was something other than the COVID, if they'd say, well, there's serious dust in our work environment here, so you should be wearing a mask to protect your lungs from that.
Good point.
An employer required that the people would be carping about that. It's just ridiculous that that regardless of whether you believe the vaccine, whether you believe the COVID is, it's a simple way of helping help spread disease, because look, it's become pretty effective as far as like the flu, and maybe that's social distancing as well. But for all these Republicans, it just amazes me that these conservative Republicans support these people that are just basically corrupt. And you wonder what happened to these people and their upbringing, that they're like, that Donald Trump apparently was not loved as a child, and that's, we see what the result of that is in Donald Trump. Not all children that are unloved by their parents turn out to be Donald Trumps, but it certainly makes a difference when you know you're loved by your parents and you turn out to be a halfway decent human being, which Donald Trump is not. I mean, he's corrupt from stem to stern. I mean, and he apparently attracts people that are also corrupt. I mean, look at all these people that he beat on the worst during the campaign. They turn around and they're down on their knees worshiping, the golden Trump. And our former governor is one of them, Scott Walker. Right. I mean, that's Scott Walker. He called Scott Walker, like a little light, the equivalent of a little lightweight, and just beat the floor with him and. As soon as for all these Republicans who are never Trumpers, I mean, now they're, Donald Trump all the way. And I just,
right, yeah. Scott Walker, when he dropped out of the presidential race in 2016, I think it was in August, even before, long before any caucus, and he said, somebody's got to beat Trump, stop him. And by me getting out, maybe it'll help somebody else. Now he came around, and not only is he a strong Trump supporter, and he went to the White House and asked to sit in Trump's chair and swivel around like a kid. But one of the things that Walker, his characteristics has always been, he worships Ronald Reagan. Remember, he and his wife would celebrate Ronald Reagan's birthday, go out to dinner. He'd have jelly beans in his office. He turned on Ronald Reagan to praise Trump. He said that, quote, Trump has accomplished more than Ronald Reagan ever thought of. In other words, he got rid of his previous icon and replaced him with this icon, which is a very, very, very sad thing to have to watch. But, you hit the nail on the head with when Republicans, who always claim to be for business, are going to tell business how to run their business by telling them what they can and can't do with their employees. That shows a fundamental corruption in their party, a corruption. And by that, I mean, there is a national rule now a regulation now where businesses can make wearing a mask, for instance, and be COVID restriction compliant on employees. They can require employees to do it. And the wiggle room might be, okay, if you have an employee who's working remotely, you're not going to be telling them whether or not to wear a mask in his house. But at the business office, at the plant, in the factory, business has to have the ability to ensure the safety of all employees. They are permitted by national regulation to do it. And for a worm-like gerrymandered majority in our legislature, remember something, we get more votes statewide than they do, and they get two-thirds of the assembly through gerrymandering. That's what's going on here. That's very, very dangerous. And of course, Evers will veto this, and they don't have a veto-proof majority. But if a Republican ever gets in, they will micromanage businesses. They'll micromanage unions. They'll micromanage whatever was agreed to in collective bargaining. It's not their business to do that. That'll be overturned in federal courts after very expensive litigation, which will be paid for by taxpayers. It's going to be paid for by taxpayers. Is anybody out there who thinks he's a Republican a little tired of paying legal fees for this kind of corruption? Anybody? You pay taxes, and this is what's happening. It's wrong. I'm going to shift it to a foreign policy issue, disturbing one. There is a International Criminal Court in The Hague. The chief prosecutor was a woman named Fatou Bensouda from The Gambia. She's now rotating out, but she engineered so that yesterday they announced they're starting a international criminal investigation into Israel. Fatou Bensouda is from The Gambia, a Muslim country. She's a Sunni Muslim. In her entire tenure, she has never prosecuted anything that remotely impacted Muslim countries, no matter what they're doing. So she hasn't even prosecuted China for what they're doing to the Uyghurs, who are Muslims. She won't do that. She won't prosecute people from Boko Haram and for the Fulani who sweep down and murder Christians and animists in Africa. She won't do that. She initially said she was going to charge the United States because of our intervention in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we said to her, good luck, lady, butt out. So she scurried off. But what happens is, I don't know what's happening in Europe. They'll bring these people in. They let them dress like judges in the European fashion with collars. And all they are doing is attacking Western civilization. That's all they're doing. The fact of the matter is that Israel's been besieged, and there are 1.5 billion people in the world who seem to be against them. And fortunately, recently, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco have recognized Israel, and people are traveling to the United Arab Emirates from Israel and back. It's a great thing. We want to stabilize it. We do not need a clown in a robe from the Gambia just scratching an itch. We don't need that. Right now you have Boko Haram and the Fulani sweeping down, murdering people, kidnapping girls in Africa from boarding schools. These are Christian boarding schools. And the press simply reports that they seized them and made them their wives. No, they didn't seize them. They kidnapped them and raped them, forced them to convert. That's what they're doing. And who's doing anything about it? One thing that I want to be very careful about, Biden, right on January 20, had his NSA director issue an order restricting drone and commando strikes outside of war zones for review and basically decision by Biden himself. I think that is very short-sighted. Obviously, he has to control his generals, but there has to be flexibility on the ground. And if you have a chance to take out Boko Haram or the Fulani, we should be cooperating with the French Foreign Legion and the rest. Stop the spread of jihad into Africa. Because what's happening is exactly what happened 1,000 years ago when this happened in Asia and they swept through and they murdered people and forcibly converted them. It's happening in Africa. And we have a clown from the Gambia as the chief prosecutor, who now is rotating out, is going after Israel and is trying to go after the United States. Knock it off. And whatever is going on in the Netherlands, I'm tired of it. I like the Dutch. I like the Netherlands. But they are pickled in self-hatred. And it's time to knock this off and knock it off right now. Anyway, there you have it. That went on. Back here at home in Iowa. In Iowa, the police just disarmed a live pipe bomb at an election site for a local municipal election in a town I never heard of, Ankeny, Iowa. You know where it is? I don't know where it is. Ankeny, Iowa. Some local, nothing little election. Some idiot puts a live pipe bomb. It's found by dog walkers. It was found by dog walkers. And they went down and disarmed it. What the heck? What the heck is going on? You have the insurrection of the Capitol and some clown in a tiny little village in Iowa putting a pipe bomb because somebody's electing a dog catcher. This is sick. Very, very sick. This has got to be shut down, period. End of story. It's got to be shut down right now. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.